Sky Netball. It's the place to be. For all your netball needs,
be it the best international action,
world-class netball. Lovely. Getting your Vitality Netball Super League fix. Easy. They make it look simple.
Or keeping up to date with the Suncorp Super Netball.
That's a great challenge.
We've got you covered. All the best action, reaction, stories and social.
We're here to play. We're here to win.
They were fantastic as always today.
Just going to fight for each other.
You're in the right place. Sky Sport, the home of netball.
Alicia Scholes is absolutely in shock that she's just been pulled over as player of the match. She said to me, do I have to? I'm afraid, yes, you do have to talk to us. I mean, what a weekend. Your first weekend as a starter, two wins and a player of the match trophy or medal.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. I don't know what to say.
Look, as a team, that was such a strong performance. You really dug deep. How important was that for you as a group?
Well, I feel like after the last few games, it's like God, it was a bit of a nightmare, so we needed to win or else, yeah. We just needed to win.
You needed to win. You got the win. You did your job. You and Taylor Honey were so productive. Such a great connection. What's your relationship like on court?
I love playing with Taylor. Like, I feel like she just, do you know when you're driving, she just knows exactly where I'm going to go and like we read off each other really well. And I feel like we're really close off court, even though I've only known her like 6 months, because we're so close and good mates off court, it really helps us when we're playing.
It certainly does. And this is the team that you're new to this year. You must be loving playing with London Pulse.
Yeah, it's sick. I love it. Like the environment is just mad. Like it's literally like a family. Like there's like so many like women off court. Every single coach, she's just like a second mum. So, like, not just the netball stuff, but they look after you so well and just make sure that you're happy off court. And I think it makes such a difference when you're getting properly, like, looked after and, like, cared for. Because then it makes you want to play well for them, do you know what I mean?
Well, Alicia, look, you are certainly playing well and backing up everything that's happening around you and off court. Congratulations, you are the Vitality Player of the Match. Very
Cheers.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, let's bring in Sam Bird, who's giving Alicia a bit of a hug. I don't think she loves being interviewed, Sam, but we'll work on it because she's got to get used to it, hasn't she? Now, look, Sam, I'm going to guess that you enjoyed watching that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really good performance. It's a brilliant game. It always is against Mavericks, and I thought we just really pulled ourselves around, a really strong performance from everyone.
It was that third quarter, wasn't it? We so often call it the championship quarter, and that's what won you the game, and that's the kind of performance that will see you into the top four.
Yeah, and I think what we've shown, we do believe we're a really fit team. We've been working really hard, and you know, we knew we'd be strong on a second day on a double header, and I think that's made a difference.
You came into the spring showdown, you've taken all 6 points, cementing yourself for a little bit longer in third position with many teams breathing down the necks and trying to get in the top four. That's critical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm so pleased. The work we've been putting in behind the scenes, and we had a couple of real stinkers of matches, and to respond this way is brilliant.
Very well played today, Sam. Enjoy the win.
Thank you.
We'll bring in Kat Ratnapala, who's watching alongside. And Kat, it's always such a great game when those two sides meet. Went your way in round three, but just not to be today. Give us your sort of assessment initially.
I think I need to watch it back, to be honest. It's a tough loss, to be honest. And we weren't ourselves today, and we've just reflected on that. But we'll push on. We've got another game next week, so we need to build for next week and, take the learnings from today.
It's tough, isn't it? Because it was a tied first quarter and there was only three goals in it in the final quarter, one goal in the second. But just that third quarter, somehow they opened up a bit of a gap.
Yeah, that first quarter we should have been up just by three. We had lots of opportunities where we could take more to goal and we didn't take those opportunities. So, disappointing start for us, and then just continue to not take the opportunities through to goal throughout the game.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.